भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 29, entitled Bhakti Yoga. Text 40.
Namostu te Mahayogin, Prapannam Anushadhimam. यथा त्वच्चरणां भोजे रतिस्याद् अनपायिनी नमोस्तु ते महायोगिन् प्रपन्नम् अनुषाधिमाम् यथा त्वाचरणां भोजे रति स्यात् अनुपायिनी नमोस्तु ते महायोगिन् प्रपन्नम् अनुषाधिमाम् यथा त्वच्चरणां भोजे रति स्यात् अनुपायिनी
word to word. Namastu, let me offer my obeisances, te, unto you, Mahayogin, O greatest of mystics, Prapannam, who am surrendered, Anushadhi, please instruct, Maam, me, Yatha, how, Tvat, your, Charanam Bhoje, at the lotus feet, Rati, transcendental attraction, Syat, maybe, Anapayini, undeviating. Translation by disciples of His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Obeisances unto you, O greatest of yogis, please instruct me, who I am surrendered unto you, how I may have undeviating attachment to your lotus feet. So there's a series of verses. I'll recite this verse and translation.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Gachodhava Mayadishto बादरेयाख्यम् ममाश्रमम् तत्र मत्पादतीर्थोदे स्नानोपस्पर्शनै शुचि इक्षालकनन्दाय विदूताशेषकल्मषा वसानोवल्कानि अङ्ग वन्यभूक्सुक निःस्पृहा तितुक्षुर्द्वन्द्वमात्राणाम् शिशूलासम् एतेन्द्रिय शान्तसमाधितधिया ज्ञानविज्ञानसंयुता मत्तोऽनुक्षितम् यत्ते विविक्तम् अनुभावयम् मय्य आवेशितवाक्चित्तो मद्धर्मो निरतो भवा अतिर्वर्जा कतिस्तिस्रो मामैषसि ततः परम्।
ट्रांसलेशन। द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हैड सेड, माय डियर उद्धव, टेक माय ऑर्डर एंड गो टू आश्रम कॉल्ड बद्रिका, प्यूरिफाई युअर सेल्फ बाय बोथ टचिंग एंड ऑल्सो बेदिंग इन द होली वॉटर्स देयर विच हैव एमिनेटेड फ्रॉम माय लोटस फीट, रीड युअर सेल्फ ऑफ ऑल सिंपल रिएक्शन विद द साइट ऑफ सेक्रेड अलकनंदा रिवर, dress yourself in a bark and eat whatever is naturally available in the forest, thus you should remain contained and free from desires, torrent to all dualities, good natured, self controlled, peaceful and endowed with the transcendental knowledge and realization, with fixed attention meditate constantly upon these instructions I have imparted to you and assimilate their essence, fix your words and thoughts upon me and always endeavor to increase your realization of my transcendental qualities. In this way, you will cross beyond the destination of three modes of nature and finally come back to me. Text 45.
Shishuka uvacha saeva mukto harimeda sottava pradikshinam tam parisratya padayo शिरो निधाय शुक्लाभि धारात्रधीर नश्चित अद्वंद परो अपि उपक्रमे।
ट्रांसलेशन। शुकदेव गोस्वामी सेड, दस एड्रेस बाय लॉर्ड कृष्णा हुज इंटेलिजेंस डिस्ट्रॉयज ऑल द सफरिंग ऑफ मटेरियल लाइफ, श्री उद्धव सरकैम्बुलेटेड द लॉर्ड एंड देन फेल डाउन प्लेसिंग हिज हेड अपॉन द लॉर्ड्स फीट। ऑल्दो Uddhava was free from the influence of all material dualities, his heart was breaking. At this time of departure, he drenched the Lord's feet with his tears. Text 46.
Sudustrajasneha viyoga kataro nashan nashaknustam parihatum atura कृष्यं ययो मूर्धं भातृपादुके विभ्रन् नमस्कृत्य ययो पुनः पुनः।
ट्रांसलेशन। ग्रेटलि फियरिंग सेपरेशन फ्रॉम हिम फ्रॉम हुम ही फेल्ट सच इंडेस्ट्रक्टिबल अफेक्शन, उद्धव वॉज डिस्ट्रॉड एंड ही कुड नॉट गिव अप द लॉर्ड्स कंपनी। फाइनली फीलिंग ग्रेट पेन ही बोड डाउन टू द लॉर्ड अगेन एंड अगेन placed the slippers of his master upon his head and departed. Purport. According to Srimad Bhagavatam 3.4.5, while Uddhava was en route to Badrikashram, he heard about Lord's journey to Prabhas. Turning back and following Lord Krishna from behind, he saw the Lord alone just after the withdrawal of Yadu dynasty. After being again mercifully instructed by the personality of Godhead, along with Maitreya, who had just arrived, Uddhava felt his knowledge of the truth reawaken, and then, by the order of the Lord, he went on his way.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Mulitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टम स्थापितम येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदामियम तदातिश्व पदांतिकम वंदेहम श्रीगुरु श्रीयुता पदकमलम श्रीगुरु वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपम साक्रजातम सहगना रघुनाथांवितम तम सचिवम साद्वैतम सावधूतम परिजना सहितम कृष्ण चैतन्य देवम श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान
सहगना दलिता श्री विशाखांबितां च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। So this is a really wonderful series of verses, and the chapter is about to end now, Bhakti Yoga. Here, as like now, after speaking about whole Bhakti Yoga and the process of Bhakti Yoga, Uddhava is asking to the Lord, please tell me, please instruct me now, what I should do, who am I surrendered to? Please tell me the details now. And these are the like last phase of the instructions from the text 41 to 44 Lord Krishna is giving to Uddhava. So, and the main essence of is, how do I do prapannam? How do I surrender to you? How do I get attracted to your lotus feet? That's what the essence is asked by and is being spoken by Lord Shri Krishna. So here we see Lord Krishna is giving like a discourse on Bhakti Yoga, how to surrender. And now the discourse is finished. It's turning to end. Right? So we see the same way Bhakti Yoga is also very much defined in Bhagavad Gita chapter 9 in the 9.2 verse. And Prabhupada writes an elaborate purport. It's probably the longest purport in Bhagavad Gita on 9.2. Rajavidya Rajaguhyam Pavitram Idamuttamam Pratyaksha Avagamam Dharmyam Susukam Kartumavayam. So, Bhakti is to be performed. The essence of Bhakti is the Susukam. Last line is Susukam Kartumavayam. So, it is a very joyous expression. Bhakti is very joyfully performed. Here as in, we are also finishing the chapter Bhakti Yoga and Lord Krishna is finishing his discourse. What happens when discourse are finished? Generally, you know, when the discourse are finished on the Sankhya Yoga or Dhyana Yoga, so people start, or Ashtanga Yoga, people start doing those things, right? But what happens when a discourse on Bhakti Yoga finishes? It's prasad. So, what is expected after finishing is a feast. So, today is a very special day. Dahi Cheda Paniyati Dahi Cheda festival. So, as the discourse is also finishing, we are finishing this verses, Lord Krishna's instruction on Bhakti Yoga. So, it also finishes on the proper occasion of a Dahi Cheda festival. Actually, in spiritual life, every day is a festival. There's a stark contrast with the material world. If you have to see, in the material world, the calamity is at every stage. Like what we are seeing now, you know, in the air is a locust. Locust is like those storm of grasshoppers which comes through and they start attacking on agriculture. So there's a calamity for all the farmers and in general to everyone there. In air is a locust. On earth is coronavirus. Whole world is kneeled down. Right? Everything is standstill. In the sea is a cyclone. Earlier it was the eastern coast. Now it's on the western coast. Just yesterday, Nisarga cyclone. underneath is an earthquake. Just a few days back there was an earthquake in Delhi, and it was like a 4 to 6 times it happened just in this period of pandemic. And on top of this, finances are going down. On top of it, the borders are tense. So calamities are approaching from all the heads. And news are always breaking. Breaking and shattering us all the time. So the material world is puts us so many difficulties, right? So somebody said, yesterday I was seeing some message, he said, this man is saying, don't send me any scary pictures of cyclone, of the storms, because I am experiencing the storm every day at home. And with this lockdown and work from home, the storm in the home has added every day a special feature, right? So on top of all these calamities, we have our own dealings with each other, and you know, there's a lot much calamities happening around us. This is a material world. But whereas in spiritual world, katha ganam natyam gamanapi banshi priyasaki, every word is a song, every step is a dance. So every day is a festival. Just imagine if you say somebody, if you see somebody, if a materialistic sees somebody who is just dancing, wo bolte na gana gungunaa raha hai, and just dancing over, every step is like a dancing, every word is like a singing, what will any materialistic will say? Pagal ho gaya, he's a madman, right? So our material conception, or through our material conceptions, we cannot actually understand what the spiritual pleasures are. We cannot assimilate what the spiritual happiness is. Shaman Prabhu, he talks about, you know, material calamities are like, you know, it's like a pipeline. One after the other is coming. One after the other is coming. The calamities are coming. One after the other. One has come, the next is about to come. The one has come, next is about to come. So the material level of happiness means the gap between these two calamities. Like one bus has come and is left, and the second is about to come. The gap between these two buses is the material happiness, a sigh of relief. Ye to chala gaya, aage wala bhi baki hai. Matlab aaya nahi hai abhi tak. That's a sigh of relief. That is the material conception of happiness, right? So, for them, this katha, ganam, natyam, it appears like a madman, a mad person. I'll come back to this, what the madman means. What is Lord Chaitanya's madman? I'll come back to this ahead. So, every day is a festival in a spiritual world. And Prabhupada said, our temples are like embassy of spiritual world. What it means is, in this material world, our temples acts like a giving a flavor of what happens in a spiritual world. So our temples, Prabhupada said, we celebrate the festivals always, right? temple celebrates lot many festivals to bring so much joy to the devotees, right? And that is called as susukham kartum avyayam. We experience susukham kartum avyayam when we come to these temple festivals. Association of devotees is there, feast is there, the fear for the East is also there, Shravanam, Kirtanam, we participate. The degree to which we participate enthusiastically into this festival, to that degree our Krishna consciousness rapidly progresses. To that degree we get more and more enthusiasm to practice Krishna conscious process, and we get more and more absorptions. We advance in Krishna consciousness through these festivals, and we become more closer to Krishna. Day before yesterday was a Nirjala Ekadashi, that was also a festival. And today is a Chidadai festival, this is also a festival. Most of our festivals are like fasting and then later feasting. Like a half day fasting, or sometimes till evening is fasting, or sometimes the whole day is fasting, but later there's some feasting. But this is only special festival. Probably there is no fasting. Chiradai festival. There is one more, Govardhan Puja. But Govardhan Puja is more attraction to the worship of Govardhan. But here, the festival itself is named on Prashad. Chiradahi. So that's why it is a very special festival. So, Chaitanya Charitamrit talks about so many different festivals. Like this Chiradahi festival. Bhagavad Gita, if you understand, Bhagavad Gita speaks about different processes of devotion, different processes to reach to absolute truth. And then it establishes how Bhakti Yoga is highest among them. How the surrender is actually highest. Sarvadhamman Parityajya. That is a graduate study. Srimad Bhagavatam is a postgraduate study wherein this surrender, there are different case studies of surrender have been talked about in Srimad Bhagavatam elaborately. And we understand so many lessons from these case studies. And that is a postgraduate study. And Chaitanya Charitamrita is a PhD level study. And what happens in Chaitanya Charitamrita? It is not just a surrender, but there is a wonderful loving exchanges between Lord and His associates. If you see the Antilila especially, the Antilila, every chapter is dedicated to some devotee, on some devotee. And the wonderful exchanges between a Lord. And what is a major part of their loving exchange? Prasad. Prasad is a very, you know, inseparable part of their loving exchange. So, prasad, honoring prasad, or feeding prasad, is inseparable in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So that becomes our one of the core principle of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Loving relationship enhances by this feeding prasad and honoring prasad. So Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami talks about different festivals and different vengeance, different recipes of prasad. And this Dahi Chida is a special festival. So this episode start, Raghunath Das Goswami, who visits Nityanand Prabhu, who is at a Panihati. It's a very interesting way how this festival starts. He offers obeisances to Lord Nityanand Prabhu from a distance, hiding from the bushes or something. He offers obeisances to Lord Nityanand Prabhu. This was pointed by Lord Nityananda's associates. And Lord Nityananda says, Shuni Prabhu kahe chora, dili darshan, aya aya ajitora, karimu dandan. So he says, you are a thief, Raghunath Das Goswami, bring him here. Please bring him here. I must punish him. Now why did Lord Nityananda Prabhu say, address Raghunath Das Goswami as a thief? Generally, a thief is one who hideouts, right? who doesn't come in front, right? So that's why Lord Nityananda Prabhu addressed him as a thief. But there is a deeper purport to it. Actually, when one tries to directly approach Lord Krishna or Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, without the blessings and permission of Guru, then he is called as thief. So, here, Nityananda Prabhu is a Balramji, who is actually a representation of Guru Tattva. So, as it says, Krishna se tomar, Krishna dite par, tomar shakati ache. So, Krishna cannot be received by your own, but Krishna has to be received through blessings of Guru and Vaishnavas. It is always, Krishna is a property of Guru and Vaishnavas. Krishna se tomar, Krishna dite par. So, we have to go through these great acharyas. And that's why Nityananda Prabhu addressed him as a thief. Now, what was actually prayojan of Raghunath Das Goswami coming to Panihati and meeting Lord Nityananda Prabhu? So, actually if you understand, who is Raghunath Das Goswami? Raghunath Das Goswami was a son of Govardhan Mujumdar and his uncle was Hiranya Mujumdar. They were staying in landlords, collecting so many taxes. They were staying in a Saptagram district in a Krishnapur. they had only one heir, and he was Raghunath Das Goswami. He had so much of opulence, but Raghunath Das Goswami, he didn't have any attachment to this, all these material things. That posed a big problem for his parents. So they married him to a very beautiful woman. But Raghunath Das Goswami was not at all concerned. Almost every day he was running away to go to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was always every day caught back and kept inside. So mother advised to father, why can't we bind him by ropes so we'll not run away? So father replies, Indra sama Aishwarya Sri Apsara sama Yei sab bandhite nara Leelaka yara mana. So somebody who has an opulence like an Indra, who has a wife like an angel, this could not tie him. What could these ropes will tie him? Chaitanya Chandrera Krupa Haya Chai Hare Chaitanya Chandrera Patul Kera Khile Pare. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is bestowed his mercy. Somebody who has received blessings of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how can one keep such a madman of Lord Sri Chaitanya? He's a madman of Lord Sri Chaitanya. How can we keep him at home? Nothing can bind him. So this is a madman. Chaitanya Chandrera Batul, madman of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He didn't have attachment to the world. See, attachment to this world is very strong. Like one devotee was saying me, this is a lockdown period was going on, and so the hair salon was also not operating, nothing was operating outside, and going outside is at a very high risk. So what to do? So his father was saying that, you know, my hairs are grown up, we need to do some cutting, haircut. So he said, I have a trimmer and I can trim your hairs. It will go like a half inch. His father was at the 60s and 70s. He said, no, I cannot keep my hairs this much small, you know, half an inch or so, because it won't grow later. So he had attached such a strong attachment to the hairs, he was again and again saying, don't cut me, don't use that trimmer, don't at all use that trimmer. So attachment to these hairs, even at the such a later age of life, is such a strong. What to speak of other attachments? Raghunath Das Goswami, he didn't have attachment for his hairs or opulence or wife or woman, but he had attachment for the lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Chandrera Batul, he was again and again getting attracted to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, want to serve the lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And how did this attachment arouse in him? Actually, if you go back and understand, Haridas Thakur had come after delivering prostitute, making her into a great Vaishnavi. He left that village and he came to at the place of at the same village of Hiranya and Govardhan Mujumdar, and there he started staying there at the priest of Mujumdar. So during that time, Raghunath Das Goswami was quite a younger, and he used to see Haridas Thakur chanting, absorb so much into the Lord's lotus feet, and he used to meet every day to Haridas Thakur, and that was a seed in a Raghunath Das Goswami. Although he was surrounded with so much opulence, although he was seeing that his father and uncle were dealing with so much of money, but his attraction aroused there. So if you look back, most of us, if you look back, what aroused, what was the, what brought us to Krishna consciousness, or what was the, what triggered us to take to this Krishna consciousness in such a high? If you look back in our own lives, we understand there was some connection to some devotees. Through some devotees, actually we were nurtured, and that triggered of Krishna consciousness in us, and that's how we could take up this Krishna consciousness very seriously. So it actually lands up into a devotee who actually nurtured us. So Raghunath Das Goswami, seeing that devotion of Haridas Thakur, was always thinking of Lord's lotus feet. And once he had a chance to go to Shantipur, where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came soon after the sannyas. He had cut his wonderful hairs and he had come taking a sannyas vesh to Shantipur, where Mother Sachi has also come. And there, first time he saw Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he felt in heart of heart to surrender. So that time, he wanted to, every day he wanted to run away to Jagannath Puri and want to join Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Every day he was being he was running away and being caught by his parents. It was like a daily affair. Later, he had once meeting with Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that again in a Shantipur, wherein Raghunath Das Goswami revealed his mind that I want to be relieved of this entanglement and this bondage. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, don't be a Murkata Vairagi. Now what's a Murkata Vairagi? You know, he appears to be Murkata in the sense monkey. He appears to be very renunciate. He doesn't wear any clothes. He doesn't have any home. He eats whatever is available on the fruits or some leaves of the trees. He just eats that. He appears to be very Vairagi, very detached. But inside of heart, he is always thinking of a female monkey. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, you perform your duties as a business manager, but in heart of heart, think about Lord Shri Krishna. And at right time, you will come back to me at Jagannath Puri. So, Raghunath Das Goswami returned home, and externally he showed that he was a very good business. He started managing the whole affairs externally. But heart of heart, he was always longing for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. And in such a separation, he was always looking forward. Like all around him is a desert where he doesn't want to leave. Whenever he hears that some devotee has come, his heart was like beating, when can I meet him and when can I take his darshan? And that was the prayojan of Raghunath Das Goswami when he heard that Lord Nityananda has come to Panihati. So he took a permission from his parents to go to Panihati to meet Lord Nityananda Prabhu. They sent him, but with the guards. So with the guards he came to Panihati. So the whole episode, if you understand, of Panihati festival is to receive the blessings of Vaishnavas. He had come to receive the blessings of Vaishnava and to remove the obstacles from the path of surrender to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That was the main prayojan of Raghunath Das Goswami coming to Panihati. And hearing now, Nityananda Prabhu is addressing him as a thief and ordered him that you will have to be punished. He has to be punished. Now for anyone, you hear, any of us, or probably at least me, if I hear the word punishment upon myself, I will surely go on a back foot and I will justify myself that how I am not to be punished. I will justify myself. No, why should this punishment to be awarded to me? But here in Raghunath Das Goswami was very happy to receive the punishment. And punishment was to feed everyone chida and dahi. So Raghunath Das Goswami was very happy. This punishment has become an opportunity to serve so many Vaishnavas, wonderful associates of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. See, when you are doing a pleasing service to Vaishnava, what to attracts is their blessings. And with their blessings, that attracts, that becomes your bala, that becomes your shakti, that becomes your power to go on. And with that blessings, actually the obstacles on the path of devotion will be removed. And the path to Lord Sri Krishna or Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes a smoother. And Lord is not so far then. So this is the main understanding behind this whole festival. And chipped rice is not very costly commodity. It was very cheap. So financially, is very easy to please Vaishnavas. Process to attain Guru and Vaishnava is not very expensive. Chida is not expensive. Even Sudama also carried chida, poha, right? Chipped rice as a gift to Lord Shri Krishna. So it is very affordable. This was very affordable thing. Anyone can carry it. So it is not very expensive. To please Vaishnava, the path on the spiritual life is not very expensive. But what is required is intention and inspiration. Intention to serve Vaishnavas, intention to please Vaishnavas, and inspiration to serve Vaishnavas, to have a pleasing service to Vaishnava, is what is needed. That intention and that inspiration is needed for Vaishnav Seva. So all the arrangements were made. Raghunath Das Goswami, he sent his men. He brought lot of chida, dahi, milk, sweetmeats, sugar, banana, all possible eatables he bought, and he made a festival. So as everyone heard this, the crowd started swelling up. Earlier they were sitting just on a chabutara, on a platform, the tree platform, Nityan Prabhu and all his associates. But soon the people started swelling, and everyone surrounded them, not only in Chabutra but below also, everyone surrounded them. So Raghunath Das Goswami made arrangement. He gave the two pots to everyone, and he made, in a big pot, he first soaked chida, chipped rice, into hot milk, and then divided that chida into two parts. With the first part, he then added dahi, curd, and some bananas and some sweetmeats. And with the second part, he added condensed milk, that's rabdi, and some banana and some more sweetmeats, and a special banana called as champakala bananas. And on top of it, he then flavored with the sugar, then butter and camphor on it. And he gave everyone two pots, dahi chida and doodh chida. Every devotee had a wonderful, these two pots. Soon this news spread, and so many people again came because prasad distribution. Invitation, you don't need to call up anyone. Whenever somebody hears a prasad distribution is happening, everyone starts coming. We even see sometimes in our afternoon classes, the people come very slowly. First the speaker comes and he gets surprised. Is there a class today? Only 2-3 peoples, right? So he is also very surprised sometimes. The response to the classes, katha, is very sluggish. But when the announcement is made, in the evening, there is a special feast. Everyone rushes. The crowd rushes exactly at the right time, so that it should not get finished. So let me rush at the right time. So prasad distribution. And not to forget, there is one of the core principle of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. So nothing wrong in that. So punishment now has turned into a festival. Whole market got manifested there. Hearing all these things, nearby villagers, the shopkeepers of the nearby villagers, they also came to sell their chida and other eatables, curd and milk and other things. They also came and surrounded everywhere around this Panihati. And Raghunath Das Goswami, he purchased all that and distributed everyone. Whoever the Vaishnavas, Brahmanas, whoever come, he fed him sumptuously. This is the hichida. even so much that there was no place even to sit. People were standing. And few people were standing even into the Ganges. And they were having this wonderful festival. So this an apparent punishment has now turn into such a joyous festival. Punishment into a joyous festival. Punishment and joy doesn't go well, isn't it? You know, punishment attracts a crowd. Like I remember when we used to have, in our school days, somebody's been punished by a teacher. then all the crowd used to surround him and used to mock him. So punishment attracts a crowd, but that is very cynical crowd. But here was a different. This punishment has actually turned into a festival. It was not a cynical crowd. Then ahead, seeing these wonderful devotees, they are chanting Hari Hari and taking wonderful prasad of Dahicheda. Now Nityananda Prabhu, he brings Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a meditation. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes. Now this punishment has now turned into a greatest opportunity. What is that greatest opportunity? Let's hear. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he feeds, push the morsels into Lord Chaitanya's mouth. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu feeds the morsel of this Dahicheda into Lord Nityananda's mouth. And there is a wonderful loving exchange happening between these two lords. No one can able to understand what Lord Nityananda Prabhu is doing. What is happening? Only fortunate few souls could see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's presence. And they were so pleased. See, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appears only at the five places. He gets attracted by love of his devotees. And that is comes into Narasimhananda Brahmachari's episode. Yes, comes. Shachira Mandire Ara Nityananda Nartane Shivasa Kirtane Ara Raghava Bhavani Yei Chari Thai Prabhu Sada Avir Bhava Prema Krishta Hoye Prabhur Sahaja Swabhava. Prema Krishta Hoye Prabhur Sahaja Swabhava. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's nature is he get attracted by love of his devotees. And he appears, even though he is physically not there, but through meditation, by calling of this wonderful devotee, he appears at these four places. What are these four places? Shachira Mandire. At the household temple of Shachimata, whenever she cooks and offers something, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to receive it. Second place is, whenever Lord Nityananda Prabhu dances, here in a Panihati and in a Khetari Gram, when there is a festival, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes there. Third thing he says, house of Shivas Thakur. Whenever there is a Sankirtan happening in the house of Shivas Thakur, he comes there. And the fourth place is at the house of Raghav Pandit. Because it said, Srimati Radharani personally comes and cooks in the kitchen of Raghav Pandit. So whenever he cooks, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes there to honor that prasad, that bhoga. So when at this Panihati festival, these two brothers were eating, it appeared like Krishna and Balaram are eating at the bank of Yamuna with all her coward friends having their vana bhojan, and everyone is eating. So, Hari Hari Boli Vaishnav Karaye Bhojana Pulina Bhojana Sabar Hoila Smarana. Pulina Bhojan. At the bank of Yamuna, how Lord Krishna and Balaram with his coward friends are taking bhojan, vana bhojan. That's what it appeared to everyone seeing this scene at a Ganges, at a Panihati. Nityananda Mahaprabhu Krupalu Udara Raghunathir Bhagya Eta Kaila Angi Kara. Both these lords are so merciful, Krupalu and Udara. They are so merciful and magnanimous unto Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunathir Bhagya. It is now greatest fortune of Raghunath Das Goswami because this offering was accepted by these both lords. It was accepted by the lords. Therefore, this now punishment has now turned into the greatest opportunity. This has turned into the greatest fortune for Raghunath Das Goswami because he could serve the Lord himself. He could serve some wonderful Vaishnavas, Brahmanas, who had come there. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu has come and he induced Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What else somebody wants to able to serve personally to both the lords? Vaishnavas are pleased, Guru is pleased, and Lord is pleased. What else is the greatest fortune? So this punishment has turned into such a greatest opportunity and greatest fortune for Raghunath Das Goswami. Not only this, see, this punishment has turned into festival. This punishment has turned into greatest opportunity and a fortune for Raghunath Das Goswami. And this punishment has turned into a reward. Punishment and a reward. Sounds weird, isn't it? Punishment and reward. So this was also, I remember when first time I had come to VTA, and I was reading through the brochure, and I read, whoever comes late for morning program, he will be rewarded 50 rupees fine. I again read that. Rewarded 50 rupees fine? Rewarded 50 rupees fine. So I could not grasp actually what is the reward. And then I understood that punishment is a reward. So even in a Gundicha Marjanam, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, whoever collects less than other, he has to feed. He will be punished. Punished to feed all the Vaishnavas, the sweet cakes. So that is a punishment as becoming a reward. So, how do we understand this? It is a matter of intention and inspiration. Krishna consciousness is about intention. So any calamities can either devastate you or can bring more closer to Krishna consciousness. How you perceive, how your intention to go through is important. So these things, one understood, okay, I have more opportunity to serve Vaishnavas through this money or through this offering. I am able to serve more to the Vaishnavas. Otherwise I would have not done. But this is a great opportunity for me. So that punishment has become a reward for me. So I remember one of my friend was a student at one time, and we were in a Kartik Yatra, and he was offering money to at each and every small places we are visiting. And I said, you are still a student, you are not earning. Why are you giving money at every place? He said, I want to purify money of my father. And that's why I'm offering at each and every places. So that's one of the occasion that it is not a punishment, but it is one way to purify ourselves. If you understand from the Srimad Bhagavatam also, Narad Muni also cursed Nal Kubera and Manigriva. That was a punishment. Punishment was given to become a tree. Now we see in the trees, yesterday there was so much of storm. These trees were standing in such a windy and a rain. In the summer, in the winter, they have to just stand still. Nothing they can do. It was a punishment to become a tree. But to become a tree in a Angan of Nanda Maharaj, in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj, that was the greatest blessing, that was the greatest reward. It is no more a curse, it is no more a punishment. Because they could able to see Lord Krishna's wonderful childhood pastimes, which was not possible for Mathura Vasis also, Dwarka Vasis also. But here, even to Nal Kubera and Manigriva, as a trees, they could see and witness, and they were delivered by Lord Shri Krishna himself. So that curse, that punishment has become a reward to them. Even when see Parikshit Maharaj was being cursed by Sringi, he was punished that in 7 days he was going to die. But he took shelter of Krishna consciousness. He absorbed more into a Krishna consciousness. He didn't become devastated by this curse, but he became more and more absorbed. He went to the bank of Ganges, and it becomes so auspicious for him. So many great sages came, and the Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken by Sukadeva Goswami to Raja Parikshit. And all great sages and different personalities flew in there to witness this wonderful occasion. So that punishment has actually become such an auspiciousness that has become a reward for Parikshit Maharaj. So how it became a reward to Raghunath Das Goswami? Later in the day of this festival, Raghav Pandit offers Maha of both the Lords, Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to Raghunath Das Goswami. He says, have this Maha and you will be relieved of all these bondages. And later, Raghunath Das Goswami approach and appeals to Lord Nityananda Prabhu, and he says, I want to seek your shelter. Adhama pamara mui hina jeva dhama mora icha hai Paya Chaitanya Charana. I am Adham, I am Pamara. I am lowest, I am a sinful. My father and my uncle are engaged into this transaction with the money, and they have been manipulating this money. So I am actually lowest and sinful. But I have a desire to attain the lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mora Icha Hoy Paya Chaitanya Charana. To have Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, what I need? To serve the lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I have to go through you, O Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Please shower your mercy.
Tomara kripa vina keha chaitanya na paya. Tumi kripa koile tara adameha paya. Without your mercy, no one can attain Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. So I am seeking your shelter, although I am very unfit for it.
Please grant me this benediction. Please place your lotus feet on my head.
And he says, Nirvigne Chaitanya Pai Kara Ashirvada.
Grant me that there will be Nirvigna path, that remove the obstacles from the path of devotion, from the path of devotion to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so that I will be able to submit Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. So please place lotus feet on my head. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he appreciates Raghunath Das Goswami. He says,
Ihara Vishaya Sukha Indra Sukha Sama.
He addresses to all the devotees around and he says, just see, Raghunath Das Goswami, he has a Sukha, Vishaya Sukha, as compared to the Indra. Indra Sukha is compared to the Indra, he has that kind of opulence.
Chaitanya Krupate Saha Nai Bhaya Mana Sabe Ashirvada Kara Pauka Chaitanya Charana.
He says, he doesn't like a opulence like of Indra. That means he has surely got a mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why he could able to detach himself. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then appeals to all the devotees, please shower your mercy, please bestow your blessings upon Raghunath Das Goswami, who wants to attain to Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. He addresses all the devotees to bless him. Further he says,
Krishna Pada Padma Gandha Yai Jana Paya Brahma Loka Adi Sukha Tare Nai Bhaya.
Krishna Pada Padma Gandha Yai Jana Paya. He doesn't have a taste in the worldly things. Brahma Loka Sukha. He doesn't have any taste in these things. He became distaste to this material world and is attracted to serve only lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What we understand, attraction means to obtain the taste, and detachment means to lose the taste. So he has lost a taste for opulence, and that is because the grace of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he is getting attracted to the Krishna's lotus feet, and that is also by grace of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is not possible otherwise. Krishna Pada Padma Gandha Yai Jana Paya. It's like Bharat Maharaj, he was at the prime of his youth. He gave up his attractive wife, his children, his wonderful praja, his opulence of palace. He gave up everything, like someone passes a stool and doesn't even look behind. That's how he gave up everything. And that's how, like Raghunath Das Goswami, he could give up everything because of the grace of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then actually, this punishment has become a reward, where Lord Nityananda Prabhu is now placing his feet on the head of Raghunath Das Goswami and says, since you have arranged such a wonderful feast at the bank of Ganges to all the Vaishnavas and Brahmanas, to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also he came and he honored that. So by his causeless mercy, actually by feeding him such a wonderful chipped rice and curd, yogurt, he is very satisfied with you. His causeless mercy is already upon you.
Toma uddharite gaura aila apane chuta ila tomara yata vignadhi bandhane.
Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Gaur Hari, he came personally to deliver you. Now rest assured that all the impediments meant for your bondage are already gone. And further he says, you will become a wonderful associate of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Swarupera sthane toma kari samarpane antaranga pratyabali rakhibe charane.
He says, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will surely accept you and place you under the guidance of his dearmost devotee, Swarupera Raghunath. That's why he says Swarupera Raghunath, under the guidance of Swarup Damodar Goswami, and you will become antaranga pratya, you will become one of the close associate of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just imagine somebody who is suffering so much around him in such a desert like environment, worldly things, and when such a kind of blessings comes, it becomes like a nectar of shower to him. Somebody who is coming from the desert. So Raghunath Das Goswami is being rewarded with such a blessings.
Nishchita hoye yah apana bhavana ashire nirvigne pabe chaitanya charana. Nirvigna paye chaitanya charana.
Being assured that you now go back to home, very soon, without any impediments, you will attain the shelter of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Very soon you are going to attain that. Nirvigne, without any impediments. That's how we see this Paniyadi festival. We understand so the whole mood of this Paniyadi festival is to seek the blessings of Vaishnavas, to seek the blessings of Lord, and remove the impediments from the path of devotion. This punishment has turned into a joyous festival where is congregating all the Vaishnavas and serving Vaishnavas, festival of Vaishnava Seva. This punishment has turned into a greatest opportunity, it has turned into a greatest fortune, because there is so much blessings have come upon to serve the Vaishnavas. This punishment has now turned into a greatest reward, because he received such a wonderful blessings of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, telling him that now you will become a antaranga bhritya of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and you are surely going to attain Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. This punishment has turned into a greatest fortune to Raghunath Das Goswami. And we stop here with these weddings. We stop here. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki.